are going to bring Ted Bell back. This hour of the Phil Henry Show is sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted?
Thank you for the opportunity, Phil, because I think there were some things said that I think slander the name of the...
Hold on for a minute. Okay, our first hour, we had a difficult time with our phone screening. I know David G. Hall is on the line. David, are you there?
I am here, Phil. I'm concerned about... Mr. Bell, as an advertiser in your program, we work very hard to maintain relationships with our advertisers. I'm concerned that there was a sense or an impression left with the listening audience that Mr. Bell is doing something that is not above board.
All right, before we talk about any of that, let me have you explain, Ted, again. You have security cameras.
Phil, in my restaurant in Beverly Hills, which what I was trying to explain to you, we have security cameras. I don't think there's another business in America that protects its customers the way we do as a retail, as a service business. We have a wonderful restaurant that we're very proud of, and I will preempt, you know, so I can get this explained. The cameras are in our parking, they're in our dining area, they're in our foyer, they're also outside of the Ted Lounge. And there are some in the ladies' restroom. I did not know they were not in the men's restroom. I let go the company that had put this, installed the security system, which is Maysfield Security and Electronics. And I am very, very offended that the intimation was made by yourself, not by callers, but by yourself, that somehow I am doing this. This is improper. We are not looking at women in the restroom. We are observing, for security purposes, the restaurant.
Can I jump in?
Phil, let the gentleman explain, because what happened here in the first hour is you jumped in and he wasn't allowed to explain.
Well, that's my point, Phil. I'm not going to abide anyone saying that what I'm doing to protect my business, in light of what happened in London and elsewhere in the world, that I'm somehow pruriently trying to get my giggles looking at women going to the bathroom. I think it is offensive. I think it is.
Yeah, but you've got these cameras in the toilet stalls.
We have two cameras in the ladies' room.
And you don't have them in the men's room.
And I told you we are putting them in the men's room. The company that installed them improperly. All right? You know, again, and I'm going to repeat what I said. What happened in London last week, I can't even believe we're having this discussion, of people being blown to bits in front of the eyes of other human beings, that's not going to happen at my restaurant.
And did you say at the end of the hour you had some busboys in there adjusting the contrast?
I did not say that.
I thought, all right, did you say you were adjusting the contrast?
Look, it's a black and white monitor. You can't see anything. I'm not looking at it for the things that you're saying I'm looking at. I just want to make sure that there is no one in there trying to arm a weapon of some kind. And
yeah, but you said that you were adjusting the contrast to make the picture clearer.
Which I think that's a perfectly normal thing to do, Phil. Okay.
Well, then you said you had the busboys were in there.
Look, I have good relationships with my employees. What do you talk? I don't let employees are welcome in my office anytime. And a couple of the guys were looking at the pictures with me, and one of them was.
So you got busboys looking at these pictures?
No, I do not. I simply said that they were in there at the time, and we were trying to get a better look.
Well, it's coming out sounding bad.
Phil, I don't think it's. I think it's only coming out sounding bad in your head.
And thank you very much.
I think Mr. Bell's advertising dollars are what's important here. And
it sounds to me like a boss sitting in his office, tuning the contrast and everything to try to get a better look at the camera that's in a woman's toilet, and there's two busboys there helping him get... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying, and you heard Mr. Bell's explanation. Now, you've got a talk show here. You can get some phone calls.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who we were not able to really get a complete conversation with in our first hour due to the equipment problems we had. But I will say this. There are cameras in his restaurant, security cameras, and some of the cameras are in the ladies' restroom. and some of the cameras.
And by the way, Phil, I, as I said in your first hour, I tell women that that we do have cameras. Or I didn't tell them, but they found out, and that's when I told them that.
Did you tell them, or did they find out?
I tell them. They found out. I tell them. You can trust me, and I tell them all. Look, I'm not looking at you for any other reason to make sure that you're safe, and that other individuals are not trying to arm a bomb or blow, you know, get the restaurant blown up. And the idea that
and did the women accept this explanation?
Would you just let him finish, please?
I want to know: do the women accept this?
Yes. I'm not there. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are going to have a camera in a toilet. And we'll be looking at it to see a woman take her pants down. I am a married man. I've got a young son. I'm a responsible business owner. And I'm just not one of those kinds of individuals that you read about or you see on the, you know, on the America's Most Wanted shows or this kind of thing, these animals that will get a thrill out of that kind of thing. I don't do that. I'm here simply, Phil and Mr. Hall, because what happened in London last week, if you think I'm going to let that happen, and, you know, David, after that party I threw for you,
I apologize. We had a party Mr. Bell threw for me, Phil. It was one of the parties, one of several, honoring my 20 years in radio.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't do a critical interview.
I'm just asking you to have a little respect to it for an advertiser.
We spent an awful lot of money, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. In light of the London bombings and in light of the security problems, Mr. Bell's business has security cameras throughout, including in the ladies' washroom, which he is looking at, but for no other reason, he says, than to make sure that everything is secure in there. Well, there have been some questions as to the propriety of that, and why do you need cameras in a woman's restroom. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
This portion of The Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. We not only serve steak, we've got line-caught salmon. Salmon caught with a fishing line. It's a new thing instead of those gill nets.
We want to put our meat in your... Ted Bell joins us here. Mr. Bell is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and David G. Hall is also with us, our vice president of syndication. The reason being because you felt, Mr. Hall, that Mr. Bell was slandered.
Well, I don't want this man made out to be some kind of a pervert when he is a sponsor of your radio show and is trying to secure his customers, and the idea that anybody, and I know you didn't say this, Phil, but you're asking some questions, you know, that are a little insulting, and that is...
Well, I'm just asking if the guy has a camera and the woman...
I know what you're asking. You're asking, he has security cameras that he's looking at.
One of which happens to be in a woman's bathroom stall.
That is correct, but I'm not looking at it to see anything. If they're going to the bathroom, you can't see anything anyway. I'm looking to make sure that there is no weapon that is being prepared, any ordnance that's being prepared, any bomb that's being armed, anything like that. And I...
Can I ask you, both of you gentlemen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a stupid question for me to ask, gee, I mean, it doesn't seem reasonable that a guy would be in there looking at...
I don't know. What is the big kick about seeing someone
going number two?
Yeah, going number two. What's the big kick about that?
There's some people that are sick enough.
Are you asking me if I'm one of those people?
I'm not asking you. I am saying that the people may be worried about that.
And he reassures them.
Once I reassure my female customers that they're not dealing with a pervert, I don't know why there should be any more discussion.
All right, I just wanted to be clear. 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on security cameras during this post-9/11 and now post-7/7 world of bombings in places where we never thought they would happen. Fred, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just, this guy, you know, I can't understand why he, you know, He don't tell these people. He says he don't. You know, he says he can't see. He can't hold it. He says
a lot of the women will ask you later on. Yeah.
You know, but he sits there and tells you that he can't see anything. Well, what is he watching for?
I'm looking to see if there's any overt act, such as a weapon being prepared, some kind of any activity other than, I mean, ideally, I'm sure you'd agree with me, if you've got a camera in a toilet stall, the only thing you ought to see is a woman, you know, pulling her pants down.
Well, you just said out of your own mouth just a few seconds ago that you couldn't see anything.
You can't see what she's, you can't, but you can certainly see.
That's a good question. So what are you talking about?
I mean, you can't see anything good, not good, I don't mean to say that, but you can't see anything like her butt or anything like that clear up, you know, clearly. You can't see that.
Well, you spent a lot of money for worthless equipment thing. I mean, if you
can
see everything,
I can certainly tell if she's pulling out a gun, okay, or preparing a bomb or something, I can tell that.
Well, you're contradicting yourself. You know everything you say because
I think I'm being very clear. You may not understand.
I don't. Well, I mean, you say you can't see anything, and you've got people sitting there watching it with you.
That's the other. What are busboys
you know,
doing in there?
You've got to sit there and watch it 24 hours a day to make sure nothing happens. You know.
Well, what do you mean? I've got people in there watching it with me? I don't think I've ever said that.
You just said you had some of your employees in there.
Which ones?
Some about the busboys or somebody.
There were two busboys helping me.
That's all I've got to say. You know,
two busboys helping me adjust the contrast.
Yeah, well, you know, while there's women sitting in a toilet,
there might have been. I don't know.
Two busboys. So now it's not just the manager and the owner.
Phil, let's hold on for a minute. You're getting a little aggressive. He told you that the busboys were just helping him try to see better, and he said you can't see nothing.
You can't really. What are you laughing about? You can't see whatever perverts like to see when a woman's number two. Or, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but...
All right, Fred, thank you. The more you guys talk, the more it sounds bad, okay?
I think he's explaining himself very well. You're not helping facilitate with the listeners. You need to be more on his side, because when these people call with a dumb question like that guy just asked...
It wasn't a dumb question. He wanted to know about...
Well, he was saying... He had a southern accent. I didn't either.
I didn't understand him.
Well, I understood what he was saying.
Okay, what did he ask?
Well, I don't remember now. 1-800-449-8686. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, and I don't know why they're on to you, because you're asking some sensible questions, and what in the hell are they looking at? If I knew they had a camera in the restroom,
I
would never go into that place.
Ma'am, I can assure you, ma'am, that if you went into one of our toilets, I don't want to look at you. I don't want to look at you.
Would have this, and they're just using an excuse of the terrorist.
Ma'am, I am not looking at you to see you go number two.
Well, it don't make any difference. You don't have any business having a camera in a lady's restroom.
Madam, your name is Joanne. This is David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication, ma'am.
Well, who cares who you are?
It's very unlikely.
It's a pervert that would do that.
It's very unlikely that you'd ever be.
Well, it's
allowed in his restaurant.
You wouldn't know anyway.
I don't know that.
Who
you'd
the hell
be,
you think you are,
ma'am? I don't know that you'd ever be in our restaurant.
Well, I would never go in your restaurant.
Well, you wouldn't go in our restaurant.
Cameras or any other restaurant.
Maybe I wouldn't let you in.
Cameras in the ladies' restroom.
Maybe
I would not.
Maybe I wouldn't let you. Maybe I wouldn't let you in our restaurant. What do you think of that?
It's a perversion.
What do you think of that?
It's a perversion.
I wouldn't let you in our restaurant.
And I say it's nothing in the world but a perversion.
Yeah, we heard it. I bet you can't even spell perversion.
Okay, now what is that about?
Because she sounds like she's phony baloney. Where'd you get that accent anyway?
I tell you,
were you watching a lot of Little
Abner? Pervert when I hear one.
Yeah, you must have been around a few of them.
How are you practicing any kind of customer service with that?
I'm telling the lady not to worry, because just by the sound of her voice, I wouldn't want to see her pull her pants down.
I think they should be taken out, and I think it's a bunch of baloney. And it's nothing but perversion.
All right, perversion. There's your word again. You know what? Why don't you go foul up somebody else's radio show? Dennis Prager's taking calls
don't you
right
just
now.
Shut up.
Why don't I just come to your house and kick your ass?
Okay,
don't you
that's just.
Shut up.
Kick her out.
Hold on for a minute.
Phil, look, this is getting out of control. I wanted to come on and talk about my restaurant. Now I've got, you know, I got little Abner's mom on the phone there with her corncob pipe telling me what I'm supposed to...
What do you mean her corncob pipe?
Well, did you hear that? First of all, don't have your friends ever call this show again doing voices. Because I can tell...
That wasn't a friend of mine.
The hell that wasn't. That was not a real person. What I'm trying to do is promote Mr. Bell's restaurant and also the public service-mindedness of his restaurant by securing his customers. You're trying to turn this into a whole, he's a sick, twisted guy because there's a camera in a lousy toilet stall. Big wow.
And I had told you, Mr. Henry, that a lot of times you can look on those to see whether you need toilet paper, whether you...
Okay, you're trying to tell me you're looking at the picture and it's nothing's happening there, okay? You're not doing it for your giggles.
Maybe there are some sick freaks out there that do it, but believe me, if that was a real woman that just called, I don't want to see her with her pants down.
That's the point. The point here, Phil, is that you ought to see some of the women that go into Ted's restaurant. Some of it's top drawer stuff. And even then, he doesn't say, oh boy, look at that. You know, like Courtney Cox just came in tonight with David Arquette. I can't wait for her to have to go to the can.
I don't.
Uh-huh. 1-800-449-8686. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hi, I have a question. How many female terrorists have been into your restaurant?
Well, ma'am, how many veiled terrorists have been in my restaurant? I mean, it only takes one. There have been female suicide bombers in the Middle East. We know that.
Okay, now, from what I've understood, females are always put at the bottom of the list. They are not to speak. They aren't even, they're barely even thought of as human beings. So why in the world would a male terrorist go into, why would a male terrorist go into a female's bathroom and get a bomb?
Female terrorists.
I really think you are a pervert, because what really happens is you're sitting there going, okay, you two bus boys, let me adjust the contrast. Because I'd like to see this woman's private parts. Let's look at Courtney Cox's private.
That's what
Come
you
on.
Wish would happen, but I can assure you that doesn't happen.
Well, okay? If you really are checking up on what's going on in your restaurant and how much toilet paper you've got, why don't you send a busboy in, knock on the door like every normal human being, and have them check and see, make sure that our patrons of my restaurant have enough toilet paper or paper towels.
Well,
it's appalling.
You know, I'm sorry that you don't listen to what's going on, but then maybe you need a hearing aid. What I said was it is a security camera.
No, I hear
camera,
just fine.
Okay?
Obviously, you can't because you're sitting here saying, nobody's ever been in looking at those cameras. Then you've invited two busboys in to adjust the contrast of those cameras to make sure you can see everything. A gun is a gun is a gun. It doesn't matter what the contrast is on a video.
A gun is a gun. Wow,
you know what
great.
A gun is shaped like. You've probably seen enough cops videos.
Okay, so you're saying that I have a right to have
so
the camera.
So you know
there.
Exactly
so
what it looks like.
You agree that
but
I have a right to have
why would a female walk into a high-class restaurant and set up a bomb? Number
why
one, women are extremely degraded.
Phil,
so why would they even do it in a woman's
Ronnie,
restaurant?
Ronnie, you got to stop and let him listen. Or let him answer what?
I was going to say, if the lady reads news, which she doesn't, there have been female suicide bombers. But apparently she's not aware of that, so she's, you know... She's going to keep on with that line of reasoning. There have been female suicide bombers, Ronnie, okay? I hate to break the news to you, but maybe...
But when?
Oh, it was in the newspaper last year and the year before in the West Bank. Jesus.
All right.
Wow, so that's been like a year.
All right, Ronnie, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is on the line with us. We're not even talking about any terrorist bombings. We're talking about the fact that there have been, apparently, there have been security cameras and...
Well, I got to jump in here. What we're talking about here is a great steakhouse.
Thank you very much.
A great place to go and have dinner. A fantastic place to have a meal.
Everybody, this is Ted from Beverly Hills. When we have security cameras in the ladies' room, we are not looking at those monitors for anything other than suspicious terrorist activity. We're not in there to see... Do I have enough time?
Go ahead.
We're not in there to see women lift their skirts up and peel down their pantyhose to see, to see something. So the intimation that that's what we're doing is so insulting.
Phil, I want to just jump in. This is David G. Hall, Phil.
David G. Hall, my vice president of syndication, and Ted Bell.
Mr. Bell, over the
the years has put a lot of money into your radio show. I have been sitting here almost with my jaw open, listening to you. Not you, Phil, necessarily.
Look, don't. I'm trying to be fair.
You are, and I apologize, but listening to a lot of your callers asking about, you know, they seem more fixated on what you can see. Where the camera there?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Where is the camera?
The camera in the ladies' room?
Yeah.
It is mounted on the. It's actually mounted on the toilet tank.
On the toilet tank.
Okay. So in other words, what does that mean? So that really makes me.
Well, you are getting really rude here, Phil.
On the toilet tank. So what you'll be able to see is somebody standing up in front of a toilet, dropping their pants, and then sitting down. You're not going to be able to see any...
Don't tell me what I can see. I study every inch of these videotapes for security breaches. I think it's... And you know, for you to intimate that, oh, I've put it in a strategic place so I'm going to see a woman's butt when she pulls her panty... This is why I came on to monitor the program, fellas.
I just wanted to know where the camera was, that's all. Here is Renee. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. My question is, how many cameras are throughout the full restaurant? Are
right.
there other cameras in the other restrooms?
There are cameras in our valet area. There's a camera in our foyer. There's a camera near our lounge and in the main dining room. And we do have plans to put cameras in the men's room, yes.
But you don't have any in as of now?
The security company that we hired did not put any in there.
That was back in February when you found that out.
So what are you trying to say now? He on purpose didn't put him in there?
No, what I'm saying is if you have security cameras throughout the whole restaurant and you have them also in the men's room as well as women's room, I don't have a problem with that. But I think that's
Thank
a lawsuit
you.
Waiting to happen.
Well, I can assure you, I tell women, for instance,
that has,
Renee, let's say you're a customer of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to
by
me...
The way, what was the name of the restaurant again? And where is it located at?
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, where do you think it's located? That's just a joke. Our clients do not sue us, believe me. They enjoy the experience at our restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to tell you, if you were a customer, Renee, and you came to me and you said, I heard on the news that you've got cameras in the ladies' room.
Uh-huh.
I would say to you, you don't have anything to fear. I'm not looking to watch you.
And I also is it posted?
Take a dump. You know,
are there signs posted?
Oh, my God. You don't talk to women like that, do you?
I mean, I'm not there to look at her. I'm sorry. What did you say, Renee?
Are there signs posted stating outright in the ladies' bathroom before you even enter into there that there is a camera present?
We don't have to because you just asked me about it. So you already know.
But what if I walk in as a patron and have no idea that there's a camera in there?
Well, I don't know how that's possible. It's been all over the news. I don't know.
This is the first time I've heard about it, and I listen to AM talk radio all the time.
It's been all over the news because a woman found out.
Well, but the point is, it's been all... What do you mean, what is that?
Well, you should have a sign posted.
This phone call is getting out of control.
You should have a sign posted.
Why? They already know.
That they don't know, man.
Not every patron listens to the news.
Well, that's a fine statement on the state of this country, isn't it? Not everyone
that's
listens
true.
To the news. That's great.
That's true. I drive a truck long distance.
They know that we've got no. If you're asking,
there are many hours of the day that I'm out of touch with the news. I may pick up a newspaper.
Can I ask you a question?
Week.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In that truck.
Yes.
There's a right next to the steering wheel are a couple of buttons. One of them is the on switch for a radio.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
Well, doesn't she listen to the radio? That's
but there's well, sure.
All right.
But there's times where I may go hours. I may go a day and I'm
you don't want to hear the
radio.
I totally understand that, Renee. Working in radio, I totally understand.
Well, I want to answer the lady's question. Yes, we have a sign that says we have surveillance cameras. Yes.
All right.
Do you have
that's
a sign that's
to answer
Do
this.
You have a sign that says it's in the toilet of the woman's room?
Wasn't going to follow up, and you just had to start in with that. The lady was satisfied with that answer. And
is there, what I want to know is on the entrance of the restroom, is there a sign stating that there's a camera in the restroom?
We have a sign saying that we have surveillance cameras.
At the door of the restroom?
Why do you keep butting in? She wasn't going to say anything.
Well, she wants to know specifically.
No, you don't know what she wants to know. She was happy with my answer until you jumped in, and now you've made, now you've turned everything dark turd brown again.
Renee, was your question answered? No. You want to know if there's a sign at the at the door of the head that says there's a camera in the toilet, so as you bend over to pull your pants down, you know.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a sign like that in. Hey, by the way, when you bend over,
boy, you really, you know, you got some real kinky ideas about what you get your jollies about.
Yeah, that's it, man. I brought this whole subject up. Maggie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was just wondering how secure I would feel in that restroom. I know it's been all over the news about the cameras, but there's still no cameras in the men's restroom. And I think I would worry more about a man being a terrorist than doing something. There's no cameras in there to indicate what the men are doing.
Well,
and yet they're extremely concerned about the women.
Right,
also,
well, we addressed that already by saying that in recent years, female suicide bombers have been plentiful in the Middle East. So I don't think
so are male bombers.
Also,
and
the other thing is because a man is most likely to be profiled, the women can get away with more. So it's probably a lot more likely that they're going to try to sneak it in that way.
But why aren't there cameras in the men's room?
We're going to have them installed.
When you paid for this system, did you not notice on the cameras on your monitors, you have no cameras in the men's restroom, but there are cameras in the women's restroom?
No, let me jump in here, Phil. This is David.
Go ahead.
Maggie, you're talking like this is something you'd notice, like you're an expert in security or something?
Actually, I am.
Oh, really? What do you
do? I do a lot of monitoring work, and I can tell you the camera would tell me whether or not I can see into that area.
All right. And does anybody ever accuse you?
You didn't notice that when you went through the system?
But does anybody accuse you of trying to get your cookies looking at a guy as he's going to the bathroom? No.
Actually, where I work, we don't have cameras in the restrooms. We consider that a privacy issue, and people are entitled to their privacy.
Oh, really? Entitled to their privacy so they can arm a high explosive. Yeah, that's great privacy.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, you have men
who are doing
that, and you'll never know it because you have no cameras in there.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You think men are... So you don't have any cameras in the can, so you think you guys are providing security, so when a guy comes out of the bathroom and blows the department store off of its foundation and up in the air about 40 feet, you think you've done your job.
Wait a minute. She didn't put the cameras in. She's monitoring whatever it is that she's got to look at. Where do you work, Maggie?
I work at a department store down here in South Florida.
So she made that up. She just made that up. She didn't know what to answer, so she just came up with department store.
Honestly, I'm not going to tell you. It doesn't matter where I work.
Yeah, you made it up.
If you own a restaurant where you have cameras in the women's restroom and you're more concerned about that than you're concerned about
men. Let me ask you, what kind of a sick man
in the restroom?
What kind of a sick animal wants to look at a woman going,
it's fine and dandy that that you say that you won't do that, but I don't know when I go into the restroom what you are or aren't looking at. I only know that there are cameras in the women's restroom, but men are completely free to go in and do whatever they want.
So you're calling him a liar.
Build a bomb if that's their choice.
So you're calling him a liar. So you're calling him a liar.
No, what I'm saying is, if he's had the system by what you indicated since February,
yes.
It's now July.
Right.
I'm assuming he paid for this system. He has not noticed on any of his cameras, his monitors, that there's no cameras in the men's
room. We are going to get the cameras installed in the men's room, but until then, I want to make sure that women don't take advantage of the fact that we'd most likely be looking for a man, and instead they go in there under the guise of having to, you know, go to the toilet, and they're, you know, they got a gun in their pantyhose or something.
That's lame.
Oh, yeah. And you work security.
Okay, look. I don't think we're getting an answer to this question, Ted, but one of the callers made the point. Good luck not getting sued.
I'm Ted Bell. My clientele doesn't sue me.
They go there for a steak, Phil. They don't go there looking for a fight. And there won't be a fight as long as Ted is allowed to look, you know, at the toilet. I mean, it sounds bad, but...
Jesus. All right, Maggie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Maggie, you come on in.
Enjoy
to Beverly Hills and get myself I'll give you a Ted.
Yeah, great. Ted Bell, why are you playing that, bud?
So remember, everybody, come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll be here once a week sponsoring this segment of the Phil Hendry Show. I want to assure all of my female customers, you know something? When you go to the bathroom at Ted's, it's almost as if your dad's standing there watching you.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
This toilet humor brought to you on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know why. It feels like I don't know. There's something very strange about this night, but we started off, we didn't have our phone screening. I feel like I've been sleepwalking. Is today Monday? It is. It's been a kind of a momentous weekend for me. Guess who I made dinner for yesterday? My wife. That's right. I made dinner for my wife. And I brought her to tears with this one. Dig this. I got some moves on me, man. Of course, when you've been living with a woman for 8 years, if you ain't get the moves down by now. Long time ago, when we first started going out, she came over to my apartment.
What did you make? What did you make?
What did I make what?
For dinner.
May I please tell the story and not get into what did I make? It was tuna, if you want to know.
Jesus, tuna sandwiches, what a turd.
You little punk. Make tuna sandwiches, you jackass. Tuna steak.
You hit me.
That's right, I'm trying to tell a story, punk. Now I forget. Now I don't want to tell the story.
Come on.
No, I don't. I'm going to have to go to the break, and I'll have to tell the story all over again. And in the meantime, I'm going to kick you out of here. And if you don't leave, you see the fifth floor window that we have here. It opens with your head. I'll open it with your head. Out you go.
I just want to know. I'm sorry.
No, you're not going to be in the studio here for the last segment. So get out of here before I kill you. We'll be right back with what I made my old lady for dinner. The other thing is that when we were first going out, she met me at my apartment. I got off the air one night, and she met me over at the apartment, and she had a little igloo cooler, and in it she had a bottle of Absolut vodka, two martini glasses, some olives and some onions, and a shaker. And we had a martini party all that night. And it's one of those memories that we have, you know, when things were really good for us. So, and this is what I mean about you. If you got to know the moves, like Harry and I were talking during the break, you're married to your wife, you don't know the moves, friend. So I show up and I said, I remember a night long ago, and I pulled out the Absolut and I pulled out the martini olives and I pulled out the onions and I got the shaker and I made it. And she's like, you're the greatest husband. I said,
that's right, baby.
So anyway, I made us to answer Bud's question, and I told him to get out of the studio or I was going to kill him. I was going to beat him to death with this phone, in fact, the one that wasn't working. I made black and blue tuna steaks. You know how to black and blue tuna? You get a couple of tuna steaks, and you just blacken them on the grill. And you eat, it's sushi, basically, but it's charred on the outside. And I made pasta, and I made us a little bit of asparagus, and something else that we made together. I forget what, because my wife's one of these people. You know, isn't that nice? You're cooking me dinner. Now, here, let me show you how. You know, okay. And we had a very nice time, very nice visit. When I went to the store, by the way, can I just make two observations? We don't have much time. To the lady that was in Gelson's out in Westlake Village last night, you trying desperately to look like Pamela Anderson, I want you to know you succeeded. The collagen, a little too much in your lips. Your breasts are very large. Good for you. You had your hair tied all the way back like her. You had on the shades. And you sauntered through the store with your elbows out as if you didn't care that there was another human being on Earth. And I got to tell you, as close to Pamela Anderson as you look, you're still 58 or something.